This is Messenger Insight, a podcast program brought to you by Oklahoma Baptist and the Baptist Messenger.
Welcome to the Insight Podcast. I'm Chris Forbes, your host. Today we have a conversation with Oklahoma church planter in California, Drew Cunningham, and missions pastor from Henderson Hills Baptist Church, Mike Wall. And we're going to be talking about the fires in Santa Cruz and how Oklahoma Baptists are responding and how Drew and his church plant are responding. Thank you. Welcome to the podcast, gentlemen.
Good to be here.
Thank you, Chris. We are happy to be here.
Well, it's good to see you. I'm a little sad about the circumstances. I've been watching the Santa Cruz fire and all the fires in California, just millions of acres. And from what I understand, about 1,000 homes have been destroyed in the Santa Cruz area. About 60,000 people affected in power and other things. And then, and this is not that that's not sad, but 40% of the redwoods have been destroyed. And such a beautiful forest and such an important part of our ecosystem just devastated by this. Can you give us an update, Drew, on the situation there where you are?
Sure. Yeah. So the fires started on August 16th, I believe. And as far as what happened with us, we got a phone call at 1:30 a.m. that night. The fires were started by lightning, actually. And while having grown up in Oklahoma, we know that, you know, lightning's just a normal part of life there. It's not here. I have maybe seen lightning three times in the 12 plus years I've lived here. And so it's not a normal thing. And so night in particular, the skies lit up and lightning actually started the fires. And about 1:30 a.m., we got our first phone call from a family of eight. And they called my associate pastor, who they happened to know. And they said, "Hey, we just got evacuated. The fires are coming through the Santa Cruz Mountains. We have nowhere to go. Can you help us?" And so Tyler said, "Sure, I'll meet you down at the church building and I'll have sleeping bags and mattresses there for you." So we put him in the sanctuary and immediately texted me and said, "Hey, I put the Griffiths in the sanctuary. I hope that's okay." And so I said, "Absolutely. I'll be there first thing in the morning with breakfast and coffee for them." And so met them there that morning and just took care of them. And then our staff huddled and said, "These aren't going to be the only people that are evacuated. How can we serve people in the name of Jesus?" And so we immediately started posting on Facebook and on Instagram, making phone calls, just letting people know that if they needed help, that we were available. And so we converted all of our Sunday school rooms and offices and sanctuary and fellowship hall into hotel like accommodations. We set up house plants and inflatable beds and got games for kids and started taking people in, pets and all. We had two cats, a dog, and a bird at one point as well. So we just started taking people in and serving them and feeding them breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. And all in all, it lasted 16 days that we were housing people up at Santa Cruz Baptist Church. And so it was just an amazing opportunity for us to serve people in tangible ways in the name of Jesus. A couple of our church members quickly erected two showers out in our parking lot, two shower boxes, and built a system that allowed people to have hot showers in our parking lot. We both ourselves and through local restaurants were able to serve people food the entire time. And most importantly, we got to pray with and share the gospel with each of these people. Each meal that they had, we made certain that our church members were up there sitting around tables with people and getting to know their stories and sharing the gospel. And each evening we went around and asked people how we could pray for them. And a couple things happened. One, we had a number of those people who said, I've never had anyone ask me that before. And that's not abnormal for us to hear that, unfortunately, when we ask someone how we can pray. They've never had anyone ask them that before. So we get to pray with them, and it means the world to them. And then we just got an opportunity to share, hey, this is why we're doing this, because God has been so loving and generous to us in the person of Jesus Christ. And this is what Jesus has done for us. And this is why we want to serve you, and we want to serve our community in return. We just think this is the type of thing Jesus would be doing if he were here today. And we want you to know that he loves you, and we do too. And we're here for you in the long run. And so throughout that process, we got to serve a lot of people. We ended up having 38 people who lived on our church campus for 16 days. But we also had a number of community members who were either staying other places or just in the area who came through for meals and got prayed for and heard the gospel. One lady named Maggie, at the end of it all, she came into my office with my admin and said, hey, before I leave, I just want to talk to you for a little bit. And she said, something happened to me during the last 2 weeks here, and I can't really explain it. But I have never experienced love like this before in my entire life. And something changed in me, and I can't really explain it. And I said, I can explain that. And so just got to share the gospel with her. I got her a Bible. I got her a little book that we give out pretty regularly called Who is Jesus? And she said, man, I really, really need to consider this. And so she has been coming back every Tuesday since then to have lunch with my admin and talk about Jesus. And I think she is very close to making a decision to follow Jesus as her Lord and Savior. She has since then tuned into our online service every week, and she's hearing the gospel every time. And so that is what we would call stage one of kind of the relief effort. In any relief effort, as you know, there's kind of three stages. There's, you know, the triage phase, there's the stabilization phase, and then there's kind of the rebuilding phase. And we, you know, are out of the triage phase at this point. The fire has been put out. Those who were able to go back to their homes were able to go back to their homes. And we're now into the stabilization phase. As you said earlier, there's 1,200 homes that have burned to the ground here. And so those people obviously can't go home. And right now we're in the process. So Samaritan's Purse is here, but we also as a local church are up there with them and just by ourselves too, trying to help people clean up their properties. And so there's lots of ash to be either sifted through or put in dumpsters, and lots of metal that needs to go in other dumpsters and hauled off before people can even think about what it looks like to rebuild. So we want to continue to step into that as followers of Christ, to be his hands and feet here. And so we've heard from people who were in the Paradise fires a couple years ago and Santa Rosa fires, that it's about a 2 to 2.5 year process before people are in homes and rebuilt. And so we want to step into that and help wherever we can, however we can, and just allow people here to see, you know, the tangible body of Christ at play. You know, just to give you an idea, 98% of the Bay Area does not self-proclaim as an evangelical Christian. And so there's just not a lot of Christians here and not a lot of churches here. There are a handful of us who are trying to faithfully preach and live out the gospel, but it's not like Oklahoma at all. And so that's why we're here. That's why we planted this church, is to see Jesus known here. And this is a huge opportunity for us to do that and to link arms with not only the churches here, we're all running together in linked arms, but to see churches from Oklahoma and other places, specifically Baptist, who do such a good job at this kind of relief effort, to come alongside us as Santa Cruz Baptist and to help people and to share the gospel.
Well, Drew, I know that Oklahomans want to respond to you. And I mentioned earlier that you were, before we started recording this, that you're in our prayer guide this week. And Oklahomans are going to be praying and responding. And I have noticed a little bit of a California accent there. You may be, you know, even though you're an Edmond boy, it may just be kind of coming in, living there too long. But you're in Oklahoma, Oklahoma born and bred. You know the Oklahoma standard and the response that we are used to when there's a disaster like this. Brother Mike, can you talk to us a little bit about how Henderson Hills has been plugging in and getting involved and helping there at Santa Cruz?
Yes, thank you, Chris. Yeah, we're very fortunate to have watched Drew grow up and go to seminary, college, and now church plant there. And so we're excited to be a sending church. And we've been sending teams out pretty regularly since he's launched out there. And so I flew out just a couple of weeks ago, and Drew and I got to go and look around and really pray about what God wants us to do. And so it's just a huge blessing to be able to work with somebody like Drew, for our church to walk with them, to help them do things so they can be the church there, and just provide more bodies on the ground, especially in a time of need like they have right now. And man, Drew, when Drew talks about the lostness, man, it is lost. It is an unreached people group up there. And that's one of the things that makes us really excited.
So what are some of the things that Oklahoma Baptist can do to undergird the efforts for Henderson Hills and for your church is called
Santa Cruz Baptist.
Santa Cruz Baptist. Santa Cruz means Holy Cross.
Mm-hmm.
How can we bring the message of the Holy Cross and support you and undergird you?
Yeah, so, you know, the three immediate things, and this is kind of corny and cliche, but it's true. The biggest three ways that Oklahoma Baptists can help us is pray, play, and pay. So prayer, the first thing we need, we believe strongly that unless it's the work of the Spirit here, that we can toil and till, and that's all for naught unless it's a work of the Spirit and that God is moving here. And so would you consider praying for us regularly by name, that God would draw people to himself in repentance and faith? That's what we want to see happen. More than even seeing people's houses rebuilt, we want to see them come to know Jesus. And so we humbly but unapologetically ask for Oklahoma Baptist to pray for us. Second, play. We want people to come get involved. Henderson Hills is going to be sending a team out here in the next couple weeks, and we would love to see people potentially come with them to come out here and literally get in the ashes and help us dig through people's properties and to help serve them tangibly. There is going to be lots of opportunities to share your faith personally on the ground here. With these families. We're going to be working in a specific neighborhood where I already know, I've talked to one of the people who lost their homes. We're going to be working at their house. He told me about all of his neighbors, and it's the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And so we need people that can come out here and tangibly help, boots on the ground. And then pay. We can always use financial donations. And we will make sure that they're faithfully stewarded to help serve these people. The average average person in the Paradise Fire was underinsured by $300,000 last year. And so while we obviously can't cover all of that for 1,200 homes, we do want to focus the finances that we do have in a way that brings gospel proclamation. And so that's another way that Oklahoma Baptists can get involved. So those are the three primary things that I would say.
Well, you know, and $300,000, that's a pretty big house in Oklahoma. That's not a very, that's not a mansion by any stretch.
The average like 1,000, you know, maybe 1,200 square foot home out here is $700,000 to $900,000.
Yeah. Wow. So there's and you mentioned that the folks, that's about, what'd you say, about a 4% evangelical believer?
Yeah, somewhere between 2% and 4%, depending on what stat you're looking at.
So as far as evangelism goes, I mean, we're talking about a target-rich environment, aren't we? There's really plenty of opportunity.
Throw a dart anywhere, and you're gonna hit it here.
And you're noticing that people are, in general, like compared to before the fires, they're more responsive and more open to the gospel.
Yeah, so that's just one thing that we've noticed from day one, but particularly with the fires. People are just surprised to see churches serving in this way. They have a caricature of what they believe a church is. They have a caricature of who they believe Jesus is. And so when we surprise them with what we're doing, we're earning a hearing for the gospel. And so we've just had so many businesses or just individuals show up and say, you know, these are people who weren't even necessarily affected by the fires, but people who just came by and said, I can't believe that a church is doing this kind of thing. And again, that's a softball toss for us to tell them why we're doing it. And so, you know, it's a sad, sad thing that the fires happened and that so many people lost houses. But it's been an amazing opportunity. And it's just, like I said, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. We've been given a great responsibility during this season and always to share the gospel here.
Well, Brother Mike, I know you've been talking with Dr. Dilbeck and some others in Oklahoma Baptist, and you're preparing to lead a response. What are ways that people can connect with you, and what are some things that Oklahoma Baptists are doing that you know of to prepare to respond to this need?
Yeah, if anyone would like to just get on board with this and help this amazing endeavor, if they would just contact me at Henderson Hills, and like Drew said, we would love for them to go with us, or if they have a good team leader, they could go themselves. You don't need a lot of time, 3 or 4 days, you can get a lot done. Drew has all the facilities to stay at, so it's really pretty easy. And the work that needs to be done is just getting your hands dirty and sharing the gospel and praying with people. So I've done a lot of natural disasters. I've not seen anything quite like this with the fires. And so this is the first time I've done a fire. And so there's not a lot of rebuilding or those kind of things to do. It's mainly just helping people walk through things that, difficult things that one day they had, and the next day everything was gone. But yeah, they just reach out to us. We're happy to connect them. We're happy to help them, give them all the resources or information they need to get up there and help.
Well, very good. We're going to continue to pray for you. Drew, like as I mentioned, you're in our Cooper Program prayer guide this week. And, you know, you never know. If you're in the prayer guide, something might be, there's a chance that the Lord's going to be doing something big in your life around that time. And the Lord knew ahead of time that you would need prayer and support. And I just pray that Oklahoma Baptists are able to respond in all the ways that you need. And not just Oklahomans. There are other surrounding states and Southern Baptists are good in the area of disaster response. So, well, thank you so much for sharing this and for giving us this update. We'll be sure to get this out here. And please keep us informed on any progress that you are seeing, especially as the Holy Spirit is moving and drawing people to Him. We want to hear that and celebrate those victories through Christ with you.
Absolutely. And if anyone wants to know more about us, our website is just Santa Cruz Baptist SantaCruzBaptistChurch.com. And then you can follow us on Instagram at Santa Cruz Baptist Church as well.
And thank you too, Mike.
Thank you. We're super grateful, Chris. And, you know, it's I love being a part of Oklahoma Baptist. So grateful.
Well, thank you. And I want to thank you for joining us today. You can find more conversations like this on our website at BaptistMessenger.com. Or you can search for the Insight Podcast wherever you download podcasts.
This Messenger Insight has been brought to you by the Cooperative Program and Oklahoma Baptists. To subscribe, find us on Spotify, the iTunes Store, or your preferred podcast platform. Visit us at BaptistMessenger.com today. Oklahoma Baptists, advancing the gospel together.